there's nothing like sinking into luxury. Anabe sofas combine ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. Anabe has designed the only fully machine washable sofa from top to bottom. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Sofas start at just $699. And right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Ferguson Home. Whether you're a homeowner working on a remodel or a pro managing multiple projects, Ferguson Home is where great ideas become stunning spaces. My wife and I know firsthand because Ferguson Home was by our side when we built our beautiful house. All of our indoor and outdoor kitchen appliances, most of our kitchen and bathroom hardware came from Ferguson Home. They have the best selection of kitchen, bath, and lighting products, all of which you can find online, or you can visit a local Ferguson Home showroom like we did and get one-on-one support from their amazing consultants who are there for us with their expert advice and support. They'll be there for you too. Go to FergusonHome.com to shop the latest styles from top brands like Kohler or find a showroom location near you.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Clean water access helps kids soak up childhood. Girls can be in class instead of walking hours for water. Kids can be climbing trees and skinning knees instead of being sick with waterborne diseases. Sponsor a child at worldvision.org/waterforkids and help ensure access to life-changing essentials like clean water.
This episode is brought to you by Hulu. Life's full of little dramas, the kind you don't want. The annoying everyday kind. Hulu has the drama you want. Stream thrilling dramas like Law & Order SVU, NCIS, and 911. Heart-tugging dramas like Grey's Anatomy, Gilmore Girls, and Scandal. And fresh Hulu original dramas like Paradise, Good American Family, and 9 Perfect Strangers. Let's pause the annoying everyday drama and play the drama you want. Hulu, the drama you want.
And we continue with Our American Stories. Up next, we continue with our recurring series about the curious origins of everyday sayings. Here to join us again is Andrew Thompson, as he continues to share another slice from his ultimate guide to understanding the stories, the mysteries of the English language. Take it away, Andrew.
The whole nine yards means the entire amount or as far as much as possible. And that's a phrase with disputed origins. It's similar to the expression dressed to the nines, and some say it relates to the best suits being made from 9 yards of fabric. But the more likely origin is actually military-based. During World War II, the American fighter planes used 50-caliber machine guns that were fired from the doors by the gunners. The ammunition used by these guns were linked together on belts that were exactly 9 yards long. So if a target was shot at with the full belt of ammunition, it was said that they were being given the whole 9 yards. A wild goose chase is a fruitless chase for something or a hopeless quest, and it has its origins in early horse racing. The sport developed in England in the 16th century, and its earliest form was much different to what we see today, because a race began with a lead horse being set off, the rider taking any direction he chose, and then the other riders were sent off in pursuit, leaving at precise regular intervals. The pursuing horses and riders didn't know exactly which route the lead rider had taken, so they all set off in different directions like wild geese trying to follow their leader. Shakespeare then used the expression in his play Romeo and Juliet, and that popularised it. To win hands down means to win easily with little effort, and it's another phrase that comes from horse racing. When riding, a jockey needs to keep a tight rein on his horse to encourage it to run. But when a jockey's so far ahead of the competition that he can loosen the rein and still win without needing his whip, he can place both hands back on the reins and rest them down comfortably. He can then canter to the finish line and win hands down. Without batting an eyelid means to take a situation in your stride or not show any emotional response. And it's always used in the negative, and it's another expression that derives from the linguistic world. The word bat comes from bait, an obsolete English word, which comes from the old French word battre, meaning to beat, the wings or flutter. So when a person reacted to something of note without showing any surprise or emotion, to the extent that they didn't even blink or flutter an eyelid, it was said that they didn't bat an eyelid. To wreak havoc means to cause major destruction or confusion. And it began in 13th century France, where the expression crier havot was a military call that battlefield generals would yell, havot meaning plunder. So to cry a havot meant the battle was won and the soldiers could begin looting. The phrase then reached England by the 14th century, where it evolved to cry havoc. And then the expression was used by Shakespeare in a number of his plays, which brought it to the mainstream, where it was adapted to wreak havoc. The wrong end of the stick means to misunderstand a situation entirely. And it's got pretty disgusting origins. It began with the toilet habits of ancient Rome. The Romans used communal toilets where people sat side by side to discuss the day's events. Toilet paper hadn't been invented, so to address personal hygiene issues, a cloth or sponge was tied to one end of a short stick, which was passed from person to person. It was obviously important to pay close attention when picking up or being passed the stick, because nobody wanted to get the wrong end of the stick. To get out of the wrong side of the bed means that someone's in a bad mood. And it's an expression that began in ancient Rome, and it's very similar to the saying to set off on the wrong foot, where the Romans believed that anything on the left was evil, including the bed. They had a real superstition that nefarious spirits lay on the left-hand side of the bed during the night, and if someone was to get out on that side, they would be forced to pass through those spirits, whose sinister ways would influence the person during the day, affecting their judgment and putting them in a bad mood. This negative influence would continue until the next morning, when the person got out of the bed on the right. You can run but you can't hide means you can try to escape something but you'll eventually be caught. And it owes its origins to the great heavyweight boxer Joe Louis, known as the Brown Bomber. In 1941, he fought Billy Conn, a much lighter and faster boxer. And behind on the scorecard, Louis eventually knocked Conn out in the 13th round. Then still champion in 1946, Louis fought a rematch with Conn. Remembering how close Louis had come to losing his belt in the first bout, boxing writers asked Louis how he could combat Conn's fast hit-and-run strategy. Louis responded, "He can run, but he can't hide." And Louis won the fight by knockout in the 8th round. "You scratch my back and I'll scratch yours" means to do someone a favour if they do one for you. And it has its origins with the British Navy. During the 17th century, the punishments meted out to sailors for being drunk or absent or disobedient were severe. And one of the main forms of punishment was the lashing with the cat of nine tails whip, which had multiple strands that caused severe pain. The common practice was to tie the offender to the ship's mast in full view and have him flogged by another crew member. The crew members came to an understanding that they would only deliver light lashes and merely scratch the other's back, knowing that they would receive similar leniency if their turn came to be flogged later in the voyage. "Your name is Mud" means a person who is unpopular or out of favour. And it began in 1865 when John Wilkes Booth assassinated President Abraham Lincoln by shooting him in the Ford Theatre in Washington. Booth broke his leg while escaping and managed to ride his horse to the house of Dr. Samuel Mud, that's M-U-D-D. Mud was ignorant of the grave events that had just unfolded and provided Booth with the medical assistance he needed. Mud learned of the shooting the next day and contacted the police, but he was arrested, convicted of conspiracy to murder and sentenced to life in jail. He was pardoned and released in 1869, but the public never forgave him and his name was forever tarnished. To say your ship has come in means you become rich and successful, and it dates from the mid-1800s. And there's a seafaring expression, as the expression suggests. A man might spend all his money in building a ship, fitting it out and hiring a crew. The ship would then set sail for a long voyage in the hope of recouping the money. It may be away for years at a time, and the investor, unable to communicate with the captain, would never be sure if he'd see his money again or even the ship again. It would only be when the ship reappeared that he would know the outcome. If laden with a cargo of valuables from faraway places, it would be said that his ship had come in.
And a terrific job on the production and editing by our own Greg Hengler. And a special thanks to Andrew Thompson. His book, Hair of the Dog to Paint the Town Red. Get it at Amazon or the usual suspects. You won't put it down. You can open it up to almost any letter in the alphabet and you'll just start laughing. The story of the origins of everyday sayings here on Our American Stories. Lee Habib here, the host of Our American Stories. Every day on this show, we're bringing inspiring stories from across this great country. Stories from our big cities and small towns. But we truly can't do this show without you. Our stories are free to listen to, but they're not free to make. If you love what you hear, go to OurAmericanStories.com and click the donate button. Give a little, give a lot. Go to OurAmericanStories.com and give.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. That's why you need a washable sofa that can keep up. Our sofas are fully machine washable, inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. Starting at just $699, it's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Behind every successful business is a vision. Bringing it to life takes more than effort. It takes the right financial foundation and support. That's where Chase for Business comes in. With convenient digital tools, helpful resources, and personalized guidance, we can help your business forge ahead confidently. Learn more at chase.com/business. Chase for Business. Make more of what's yours. The Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2025 JPMorgan Chase & Company.
Amazon Pharmacy presents Painful Thoughts.
20 more minutes to kill in the pharmacy before my prescription is ready. Maybe I'll grab some deeply discounted out-of-season Halloween candy. I never had a chocolate pumpkin with raisins before. Those were raisins, right?
Next time, use Amazon Pharmacy. We deliver. And no, those were not raisins. Amazon Pharmacy. Healthcare just got less painful.
Love starts with you. Celebrate your unique story with Pandora Jewelry. Crafted with meaning, love, and exquisite artistry. From sparkling lab-grown diamonds to vibrant enamels, personalized engravings, and iconic charms, Pandora offers endless ways to express what's in your heart. Style your favorites with hand-finished designs and playful cuts that reflect your individuality. Pandora is more than jewelry. It's a celebration of you. Shop Pandora today, in-store or online at pandora.net. Every day is a chance to be love. Let Pandora Jewelry remind you that love starts with you.
Clean water access helps kids soak up childhood. Girls can be in class instead of walking hours for water. Kids can be climbing trees and skinning knees instead of being sick with waterborne diseases. Sponsor a child at worldvision.org/waterforkids and help ensure access to life-changing essentials like clean water.